This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ali Imran, and don't you dare consider those who are killed in the path of Allah as dead. And he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, don't you dare say about those who are killed in the path of Allah as dead. And it sounds like a contradictory sentence. How can we not say about those who are killed as dead? It's something that makes you scratch your head and wonder. And the Sahaba had the same question. They said, we asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this. أَمَا إِنَّا سَأَلْنَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ كَطَيْرٍ خُضْرٍ تَسْرَحُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فِي أَيِّهَا شَاءَتْ. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in response to their inquiry, how can we not say about those who are killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as dead? When we see their lifeless, mangled, destroyed bodies, is not that the definition of death? Has not what this ummah been witnessing for decades from multiple wounds all over the world amplified in the last year in Palestine and Sudan and many other places? Is that not the definition of what death is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at all of that, see it, and know that it is not the end. They said, we asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this verse, and he responded and he said, their souls are in the hearts of green birds, soaring throughout paradise as they please. ثُمَّ تَأْوِي إِلَىٰ قَنَادِيلَ مُعَلَّقَةٍ بِالْعَرْشِ. And then they come to perch in lanterns suspended underneath the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ كَذَلِكَ إِذِ اطَّلَعَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ اطِّلَاعًا فَقَالَ سَلُونِي مَا شِئْتُمْ. And when they are in this state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turns to them and he says, ask whatever you please. Make a wish. And they respond to their creator and they say, رَبَّنَا مَاذَا نَسْأَلُكَ وَنَحْنُ نَسْرَحُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فِي أَيِّهَا شِئْنَا. What more can we ask for when you have brought us here to paradise and we soar throughout it as we please? No more fear, no more anxiety, no more suffering, no more pain. What more can we ask for after you brought us here? This is their state. And they see that their creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refuses no for an answer. You must ask for something. So then they ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala, نَسْأَلُكَ أَن تَرُدَّ أَرْوَاحَنَا فِي أَجْسَادِنَا إِلَى الدُّنْيَا. We ask you, O Allah, to return our souls to our bodies, to send us back to this world. Why do they want to come back here? Perhaps it is to say goodbye to their loved ones. Perhaps it is to build what has been destroyed. Perhaps you'd think it is to live a life that they feel was cut short. Allah is giving them any wish that they please. And they're asking to return to their bodies. Put these souls back into our bodies. Return us to this worldly life. It's not for any of these reasons. They say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, return our souls to our bodies. حَتَّى نُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِكَ. So that we can be killed in your path one more time. Give us the opportunity to sacrifice it all for your sake one more time. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that they will not ask for anything else, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he leaves them be. He said, don't you dare consider them as dead. Don't you dare say that they have died, because this is their state right now. More alive than most people ever will be. This is their state in real time right now. They are alive in the presence of their creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we were taught that they were called shaheed, shuhada, witnesses. What are they bearing witness to? What do they testify to, I ask you? Have you considered what do they bear witness to? Imam Nawawi, rahimahullah, he says, as for them being named as shuhada, wa amma sababu tasmiyatihi shahidan, فقال النضر ابن شميل لأنه حي فإن أرواحهم شهدت وحضرت دار السلام وأرواح غيرهم إنما تشهدها يوم القيامة. They were called witnesses because they are currently alive. And they bear witness, they testify, they see the abode of peace. They testify to something that me and you claim to believe with every fiber of our being, that there is an abode of peace, that there is an abode of pleasure and rest, and that it is not here. It is not in this worldly life. They bear witness to that in real time. And as for the souls of others, they will only bear witness to it on the Day of Judgment, but they bear witness to it now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them a shaheed. He gave them this title, these martyrs, as witnesses. They bear witness to their home in Jannah. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُعْتَ الشَّهِيدُ سِتَّ خِصَالٍ عِنْدَ أَوَّلِ قَطْرَةٍ مِّنْ دَمِهِ يُكَفَّرُ عَنْهُ كُلَّ خَطِيئَةٍ وَيَرَى مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُزَوَّجُ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ وَيُؤَمَّنُ مِنَ الْفَزَعِ الْأَكْبَرِ وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ وَيُحَلَّى حُلَّةَ الْإِيمَانِ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the martyr is given 6 special gifts from their creator with the first drop of blood that spills from their body. Before their blood hits the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them 6 special things. The first of them is that every single sin that they committed is forgiven. And the second is that they see their home in paradise before they exit this world. And they are married off to the wives of paradise. And they are granted security on the day of ultimate terror, the Day of Judgment. And they are granted security and safety from the punishment of the grave. And they are adorned with adornments of true faith, which is the second reason that they are called shaheed. Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and his angels that testify, that bear witness to the trueness of their faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it known, can have it proven, those who had true faith, and he selects the martyrs from amongst you. That they testify to the trueness of their faith to the very last breath. When sticking to this faith cost them everything, they did not falter. And that's the third reason that they're called shuhada. Because they testify to this concept, this principle, that people like me and you claim, that me and you may share online, may proudly boast, but very few of us truly believe. Very few of us truly strive towards and believe in, which is principles are worth more than blood. The truest victory is not one of the body. It is the victory of true faith. Adhering to this faith, no matter what the cost. Staying true to our beliefs, even if it means the end of our lives. So many people can claim this. They testify to its truth with their lives, with their blood, with their bones. They make it apparent what it means to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stick to that principle to the very last moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of Ashab al-Ukhdud, a city of people tried for their faith. That when they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were taken one by one to the precipice of a fire, the edge of a ditch filled with flame, and commanded to renounce their faith or die a burning, gruesome death. And one by one, they all refused. And the entire city was obliterated, not a single remnant of faith left. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is the ultimate victory. Don't think because none of them were left, because the elites refused their faith and succeeded in putting it out temporarily, don't think that that means that they lost, that they did not make progress, that they did not achieve the ultimate victory. This concept was so important to our Creator that when a young mother is brought to the precipice of this fire and child after child is thrown in front of her very eyes until they come to the last suckling infant between her arms, she hesitates. Not because of uncertainty or doubt that me and you may feel, but out of a natural fear that every mother would feel over their child, their infant, as we've seen so many mothers all over the world. But in that moment's hesitation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the infant to speak, to say, Ya ummah, isbiri fa innaki ala al-haq. Oh my dear mother, be patient, because you are upon the truth. Imdi bismillah, go forth in the name of your Creator. This isn't a loss. And it's not a coincidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He is over all of this, a shaheed, a witness. They were called shaheed because they bear witness that principles, that faith, that trueness to our Creator and the purpose for which He created us outweighs everything else. That it is so easy to claim that, to share it in a post, to say it on a microphone, but to truly believe in it, to live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the truest test. This is something else that the shaheed bears witness to. That dying for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not about a moment's bravery. It's not about an instant's decision. It is the conclusion of a lifetime of living for the sake of your Creator. Because it was His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that taught us, من سأل الله الشهادة بصدق, whoever yearns for this martyrdom, yearns to die for the sake of their Creator, asks for it sincerely. بلغه الله منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise their ranks to the ranks of the martyrs, give them access to their titles and their reward, even if they die on their bed. The shaheed bears witness that it is so much harder to live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and conclude it with dying for His sake than we perceive, than the way that we live our lives currently. He bears witness that when He had nothing in His arms, nothing to give, He still strove for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and did His absolute best to fulfill this purpose, to die upon this principle. While the world is filled with billions of Muslims who have so much more in their hands, least of all us here in America, the most pampered, luxurious, comfortable, amenity-filled society not in the world, in human history. What do we give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What does my life and yours testify to? What am I a shaheed over? If you looked at my day in and day out, living in the country and being a citizen of the country that's the number one funder and propagator and armor of the destruction of my brothers and sisters worldwide, what does my life testify to? What upliftment, what aid, what victory do I strive to provide for them? With the comfort and the luxury and the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed me, and He allowed no one else, with the responsibility that He put in my arms, on my shoulders, because of where I am, what will I say to Him on the Day of Judgment? What did my life bear witness to in its entirety? Because the ummah is so done with our lip service, with everything that we have, with where we are. When they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment and say we had absolute nothing and we still gave everything, the last thing that we want to do, to be, is standing on the other side and saying we had everything and we gave nothing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise the ranks of the martyrs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uplift their cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a means of granting them victory. وَقُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا وَنَهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انتدب الله لمن خرج في سبيله لا يخرجه إلا إيمان بي وتصديق برسلي أن أرجعه بما نال من أجر أو غنيمة أو أدخله الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tasked Himself that whoever goes out in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving against injustice, striving to uplift the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing causes him to strive except belief in me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and trust in my messengers, then it is my duty that he will not return except with reward or spoils, or that I will enter him into paradise. The martyr never loses. The martyr never dies. Because the foolish person may see all of this and say, what did they achieve? What progress did they make? What did they positively influence in their journey so far besides death and destruction and sadness? These are the questions and the conclusions of a blind heart. These are questions and conclusions of somebody whose business, whose home is still stocked with products that directly fund and influence the death and destruction of their brothers and sisters worldwide. These are the questions and the conclusions of somebody weighed down by the anchors of this world, whose entire life testifies to something completely different than the shaheed. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْلَا أَنَّ رِجَالًا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَا تَطِيبُ أَنفُسُهُمْ أَنْ يَتَخَلَّفُوا عَنِّي وَلَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلْهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مَا تَخَلَّفْتُ عَنْ سَرِيَّةٍ تَغْزُو فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If it was up to me, if there were not people behind in Medina that needed me, men and women that I have to assume leadership for, and I do not have the means of bringing them with me, I would have never stayed behind from a single expedition that exits for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving for His sake. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوَدِدْتُ أَنْ أُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أَحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أَحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ. If it was up to me, I would have loved nothing more than to strive for the sake of my Creator until I am killed in that path. And then I would have loved to have been resurrected and then killed and then resurrected and then killed and then resurrected and then killed. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it was up to me, I would have four lives that I give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. Many of us hear this and cringe and shrink. How can you say this out loud? But it was our Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that said, it is my dream to give it all up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To prove my belief in these principles. To prove my conviction, even if it cost me my blood. But he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put me somewhere else. He gave me a different role. And that returns us to the question, what does your life testify to? Your existence, your amenities, your comfort, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you, what does that testify to? For many people, it's not boycotting, it's not protesting, it's not voting, it's not sharing, it's not activism. So what is it? What do our lives testify to being here? With the entire ummah watching, waiting in flames. Because if at the end of this all, my life and yours testifies to a 9-to-5, where I simply evolve past a new car, a bigger size home, more luxuries, more amenities, more comfort, that's the complete opposite to what the shaheed testified to. We owe the ummah so much more than that. We need to wake up and go to sleep every single day with three questions on our mind. Did I improve in my deen, my religious commitment to my Creator on a personal level? Did I find out more about the plight of my brothers and sisters in Palestine, in As-Sudan, in Yemen, in Turkmenistan, in the many open wounds that this ummah is suffering from? Did I find out more about that context, more about that history, more about what's happening on the ground? And three, did I do anything different today? Did I donate? Did I protest? Did I boycott? Did I vote? Did I organize? Because if any of these three questions is met with a no, any day of our lives, the shaheed testifies to our cowardice. He bears witness to our utter failure. He bears witness to the lopsided view that we approached our religion and our purpose, in our commitment to our Creator and the rest of the ummah. I won't say don't let them die in vain, because they are not. They've already achieved their rewards. In fact, they're not even dead. Martyrs never die. But for me and for you, there's no way that we can live normal days, normal lives, have normal celebrations without the ummah taking the lion's share of our wealth and our effort and our thoughts and our emotions. They're so far past taking our spare time and our spare change and our spare emotion. Specifically us here in the United States. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uplifts the shuhada, that He accepts them, that He uplifts their causes, that He uplifts their ranks, that He makes us a means of granting them aid and victory, that He makes us a means of uplifting their suffering, that He forgives our shortcomings, that He guides us to the resilience and the fortitude to serve His ummah at whatever cost. وقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم صلى الله وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.